I'm joined now on Express Yourself by Alia Howe, who has been our guest on Express Yourself. And every time it's an exciting project that she's working on. This one is called Waltz, and it's a new dance production that's going to be at the Wheeler Opera House. And this is something that you've been working on for a long time now, isn't it?
I have. I've been working on this for a couple of years, and I was fortunate enough to receive some funding from the Embry Family Foundation to explore this subject of walls. And vicariously, at the same time, Donald Trump was elected. Actually, it's a little bit after, but Donald Trump had really been speaking about walls and building the wall, and I had been looking at different murals, and they come together for me, the idea of building walls, what we put on our walls, how our walls hold and protect, how our walls keep out, what we might want to let in, what triggers a wall to go up, what makes it lay flat to the ground. It's an exploration of something tangible, physical murals in our community, all the way from Rifle up to Aspen. And also the contemplation of boundaries and borders going up, not just actually at the Mexican-American border, but all over the world with the mass movement of refugees and people fleeing difficult living situations, environmental situations, violence, wars. There's a mass migration of people trying to move, and it's becoming difficult for everybody. And so there are layers to this piece, and collaboration with Krisha Carter-Gies, who is a filmmaker here in the Valley, who I treasure collaborating with. I don't know if it's because we're both British, as I was mentioning to you earlier, but I feel that she gets me. And we all know how wonderful it is when someone gets you. And not only do I feel that she gets my sentiment and what I'm reaching for, but she blows it out of the, what's the phrase, blows it out of the
stratosphere,
thank you, into surprising, delightful images, musicality. She's just an incredible talent here in this valley. And so basically, Walls is a collaboration, I feel, between the filming of the murals and my relationship with Krisha, and then my exploration of what the murals say to me, what they were intending, and then taking it further by inviting other collaborators in, like Hallie Zander, a poet, has written a poem about walls, and she will be sharing that. I had Sean Jeffries design from a previous piece I did, a well or a wall of waiting that is about being trapped inside walls, being buried in your thoughts, in time, in the tension of a situation. I am so lucky to be able to work with two dancers from Denver who are going to come up and dance the duet in the title piece for the project Walls. And then guest artists Claudia Pina and Eric Pina will dance with another couple coming in from Denver, my friends and amazing artists, Cindy Gottlieb, or Cindy Giannini, and Sean Erickson. And they are going to dance to a kaleidoscope of the murals. And Cindy and Sean have been the U.S. stage tango champions. And Claudia and Eric are rising stars in the Latin bachata dance arena. And doing a solo, I have Adriana Thompson. And oh my God, I am so lucky to have been able to grab Adriana to talk about the refugees coming in and just how we feel about refugees. And my friends in Greece were right on the front lines of refugees coming over in their inflatable dinghies to islands in Greece. and how they welcomed and nurtured them and took care of them. And then it was like, well, now we need to teach you how to stand on your own two feet a little more. But there was no infrastructure to help them stand on their own two feet. And then where in our humanity we actually run out of give, and how we need to find ways through organizations and our government to replenish these people who are giving so that they don't run on empty. So Adriana is really giving voice to that solo. I'm lucky to have Kerry Vickers, who you might have seen soaring in the air on the aerial silks, working in one of my pieces. And oh my goodness, I have 9 dancers working in a piece about the wall of herd consciousness. What else would you like to know? It is big. I feel like I have all these planets floating around me. and slowly, slowly, they are all settling in their orbit of this piece called Walls. I want to give a huge shout out to the Wheeler Opera House for giving the Wheeler, or to me, giving me the opportunity, I should say, to have a night. It's not so often that a local is given a night at the Wheeler Opera House. So I'm really, really grateful, and I hope this starts a trend. And also on this program that I haven't spoken about yet is the Women's Voices Project. It was showed for a very short time at Thunder River Theater to massive delight of the audience. It was touching, it was moving, and it was new works created by women for women. And I wanted to give these artists an opportunity to share their voice too. So Women's Voices Project will be represented by Natalie Spears, Cassidy Wiley, and myself. And there'll be 3 separate pieces before we move into Walls.
It's almost like the short film before the production.
Except it has a lot of pack to it. Right. But yes.
I remember Cassidy's piece, very moving, about being a mother, a new mother, after having lost her own mother. And then Natalie Spears is launching a new song. Could you talk about the other music that's being incorporated into Walls?
The music is a collage of different artists that I hope will cast an ambient to the music. And I was fortunate to be able to nab composer and pianist Paul Faco from Philadelphia. We worked back decades ago. And when I knew that I wanted to have like a mad, slightly Mardi Gras, waltzy, kaleidoscope layering of urban and nature sounds, that he would be the perfect mind to put this soundtrack together. The other music is really the sweep of my ears and the musicians and composers that I have become aware of that really, I think, add to the nature of Walls.
And will this be a one-night-only production?
One night only!
Wow, so much work.
So much work, but it could be booked elsewhere. Okay. Or for more nights. But yes, one night only is my financial stretch.
That's where we'll start. And then there's a chance for anyone listening who goes and loves it that Alia might be interested in doing an encore somewhere else.
Absolutely. I mean, just in our valley, we have Thunder River Theatre. We have the Ute Theatre, which is just outside of the valley and round the corner. I can say, dear community members, that it is a little bit nerve-wracking having the Wheeler Opera House and getting butts on seats. So I do ask you deeply from my heart to say, please come out and support a local artist, and not just one artist, but all the other artists in the piece. They've put so much work into this, and it would be amazing to see your faces beaming back from the stage. Thank you.